Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Greeny with Mike Greenberg, the podcast.
Back and better than ever. Greeny presented by Progressive Insurance. What a day I'm having. Everything is coming up Greeny. Yesterday, for the first time ever, an all-time great said, you know, I got a lot of options in my life, and what I would like to choose is to come play for the New York Jets. That never happened before. And then, the following day, which is today, for only the third time in history, I can say Northwestern men basketball team is playing an NCAA tournament game tonight. I get to sit back. I got my sheet of integrity right here. I'll go through my picks as we go. I get to watch all these games all day, building up to 7:30 tonight. I will be nervous out of my mind. I'd love to see us win. We play Boise State tonight. If we win that game, then most likely UCLA in the second round. We've never gotten past the second round. So, I mean, these are heady days to be the Green Man. Heady days indeed. And I wish I could bottle this feeling. And I wish I could share it with everyone. Because you all deserve to come for this ride with me. You've seen me through all the bad. You saw me through Zach Wilson and Sam Darnold and the butt fumble and the missed field goals, the Doug Bryan game in Pittsburgh. And worse, the years and years and years of total irrelevance. And now all of a sudden, I got a spring in my step. The Jets are going to get Aaron Rodgers, hopefully soon. And he's got something to prove. He's going to come in angry. I love him angry. It will be my sworn duty. I promise you, I'll make him as angry as I can all year long. I will aggrieve him in whatever ways I possibly can. Whatever makes him mad, I'll say it. I'll do it. Doesn't matter. And here's the thing. Do I know what's going to work out? Of course not. But no one ever knows anything. Football, more than any other sport, is a crazy game. Everything hangs on a razor's edge anyway. I'm down on the negativity of so many Jet fans I'm hearing from. My buddies are sending me email chains with all this negative stuff. Come on. What has ever worked before? Nothing has ever worked before. I'll roll the dice with a guy who can throw the ball like this guy can. And the good team we have, we're going to be good. So I don't want to hear it. This negativity. And oh, by the way, this number thing. I got everybody all over me on the number. Joe Namath is and will be forever number 12 for the New York Jets. Of that, there is no question. In the same way that Aaron Rodgers is and will forever be a Green Bay Packer. He will retire. They will celebrate him there. He'll go in their Hall of Fame, not ours. He will go into the Hall of Fame, the Pro Football Hall of Fame, as a Packer. Of that, there is no debate. He knows it. I know it. Everybody knows it. But let him come to the Jets. Let us try and catch lightning at the bottom. Let him steal a championship. And if he wants to wear the number 12, if Joe says it's okay, who the hell am I to say it's not? What's wrong with him wearing number 12? If Namath himself says, go ahead, wear number 12. What do you think of that? If a player, no, like Michael would not be okay with it. I'm trying to think of a retired number that someone could come that they legendarily wear, not Michael Jordan, not 42 in baseball, not 99 in hockey. That's not what I'm talking about. But I'm talking about, as ridiculous as this is going to sound, a run-of-the-mill, regular old jersey number that's been retired by a franchise.
Like Cal Ripken, number 8.
Cal Ripken, number 8. If someone is still alive, okay, now if Cal Ripken is dead, then that's a different conversation. But he's still alive, just like Joe, thank God, is still alive. And so if you can ask him, and he says, yeah, man, wear it, you could look at it as sort of an honor. Like Aaron Rodgers is wearing his number. It will always be Joe's number. That does not become questionable.
What is it going to be like for you as a lifelong Jets fan to see a Hall of Fame quarterback wearing the number 12 spin the football like that?
I don't know. I've never done it before. I don't really remember Namath. Like, Namath is before my time. By the time I was old enough to know what was going on, he already had the knees, and I sort of remember him getting traded to the Rams more than I remember anything else. Whatever year that was. I mean, I was a little kid.
77.
77?
Mm-hmm.
He was on the Jets through 76?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I was 9 then, so I wasn't as young as I thought. Well, the 76 season, yeah. So
his last great year was 72.
Yeah. So, I mean, what I remember of him was he was always hurt and all of that. He had the knees, whatever. But he's Joe. And look, my credentials on loving Joe Namath do not need to be explained to anyone. I've said a million times and wrote in a book once, my mother would have left my father for Joe Namath, and my father would have applauded her for doing it. So I mean, Joe is my favorite athlete that ever lived, and he always will be, regardless of what happens. But if he says it's okay for Rodgers to wear the number 12, why are we looking for problems? Like, this is a great day. And what I see so many people doing is trying to find a dark cloud where one doesn't have to exist. It might come. And when it does, we'll deal with it then. But let's be happy for once. We never get to be. All these other teams, I lived in Chicago all these years. I saw the Bulls win championships. I saw the Cubs win a championship. I saw the White Sox win a championship. I saw the Blackhawks win championships. I saw all this happiness and joy. Why can't that be for the Jets? The Jet fan can't have that in our lives, obviously. We just want to be miserable. We have a chance now. That's the way we should be behaving. Welcome this guy with freaking open arms. Is he a bit of a nut job? Probably. But so what? Who among us isn't? He's not coming to dinner. He's coming to play quarterback for our team. Crying out loud. Really getting on my nerves. March is a huge month for basketball. It takes top talent to help these incredible teams get to this level. And if you're hiring, you can find top talent with ZipRecruiter. Try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/Greeny. By the way, there were some other football notes yesterday that I meant to get in our first hour, and I didn't. Let me just give you quick takes on these. Sneaky big news, and I'll explain why in a moment. So Baker Mayfield goes to Tampa. Jacoby Brissett goes to Washington. Taylor Heinicke to Atlanta. Those over the course of the last day or two. Why are those sneaky big news?
Sneaky big news.
Those all seemed like reasonable places for Lamar Jackson to go. Like, we've always had Lamar Jackson going to Atlanta. Now, could Taylor Heinicke back up Lamar Jackson in Atlanta? Of course. Could Baker Mayfield back him up? That seems like a weird pairing, but whatever. Could Jacoby Brissett back him up in Washington? I suppose. So that doesn't mean, I guess, that these teams are out of it. But every time we see a quarterback move being made, and Lamar Jackson's name not attached to any of it, and in fact, from what I know, at least from what we know, our reporters are aware of, nothing happened yesterday. 4 o'clock came and went, and no team submitted an offer sheet, nor has there been, to our knowledge, any movement on the Lamar situation. That's a problem.
Do you ever recall an instance in which a player this good, playing this position, was, reasonably speaking, available with a market this cold? I mean, we need to stop acting as if trading 2 first-round picks is some kind of disqualifier. Like, teams do that all the time for non-quarterbacks. The Jets got 2 first-round picks for Jamal Adams, for crying out loud. So the idea that that's too much a price to pay is not a conversation.
No.
Talking about paying him is a different thing. But 2 first-round picks, relatively speaking, is nothing.
No, because there is an extenuating circumstance. The extenuating circumstance is the guaranteed contract. And the owners don't want to go there. And it's not all the owners, it's each of them. There's a difference between all of them wanting something and each of them wanting something. Each of them doesn't want to go there on a guaranteed contract for Lamar Jackson. That's why a lot of people are speculating maybe Snyder will do it, because that'll be his parting screw you to the rest of the owners as he sells his team. Now you guys deal with this problem going forward. Now there are 2 guys with guaranteed contracts. Live with that, fellas, on his way out the door. I don't know Dan Snyder, but I've had people suggest that's something someone like him might do. So that feels to me like, I guess, some semblance of a possibility, but there is no level of desperation that is going to trump the dollars and cents and control that NFL owners have always had and want to continue having.
And so Lamar Jackson is going to find himself in a position where he's going to be saying to the Ravens what he thinks he deserves, and they're going to say, why would we do any of this? There's not even another team that is remotely interested in approaching the numbers that you're saying that you want and deserve. Why should we? This is going to be the kind of thing that I could see dragging out for several months and that relationship getting really, really ugly.
Right. And if there's one thing that we have learned is that in negotiation, the risk is, particularly with him not having an agent, which means every message that is delivered at least indirectly to him slash through him, that this does get personal.
Mm.
And when people say, you've probably heard this a million times, don't mix personal with business. They're right. They know what they're talking about. I've been there. We've all been there. And that's a dangerous game. And next thing you know, you wind up, you're Lamar Jackson, and you wind up feeling like you just want to get the hell out of Baltimore, even if you wind up taking less money to do it. I don't know that that's what's going to happen, but I could easily see a path to that. So this thing could get ugly. All right, it's Greeny coming to you live from the Seaport, brought to you by Patron. Perfection starts with Patron. Another reason why this day is so special is coming up next. I'm Greeny on ESPN Radio. For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Greeny, the podcast.
All right, the dancing music is everywhere today. Greeny with you on ESPN Radio. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Quick reminder, for the men's brackets, you got 40 minutes. Our tournament challenge is officially open. Download the ESPN Tournament Challenge app now. Join the group ESPN Radio. Fill out your bracket today. Mine's in there. All the members of the crew are in there. And you can play this NCAA tournament pool against us. Of course, you have till tomorrow in the morning to get your women's brackets in. And it's time for our Boost Mobile tournament preview. Switch to Boost Mobile for the power to save on one of America's largest 5G networks. So for the preview, I'm going to give you my sheet of integrity here in a moment. But first, Hembo asked me an interesting question. Does this day make our list of the top 5 sports days of the year? And so the opening Thursday, here are some that we wrote down. Opening Thursday of the NCAA tournament, NFL draft, NFL conference championship Sunday, NBA Christmas Day, Sunday at the Masters, baseball opening day, college football playoff semifinals. Now, one that I think you left out there, maybe, because these are the ones Hembo wrote in for me, would we put in Saturday at the Final Four? Does that belong? Let me get Bubba and Kim in on this conversation. Before we choose our top five, let's make sure we have all the right ones that we're thinking of. The college football playoff semifinal is such a new phenomenon. But yeah, I mean, certainly this past year, that Michigan game was unbelievable. Both games were unbelievable. What am I talking about? So that has all the makings. Does Saturday at the Final Four, does that belong in this discussion?
I mean, it's obviously up there, but what makes today so special and tomorrow to a lesser degree is that it's like just 12 hours of stimulation. And most of the games are great. And every year, Thursday noon today, you get this sensation of this thing that you've done every single year. There's something about that that I favor to just having the two Final Four games, because you never know how those are going to go. Sometimes they're blowouts. But what you're going to get today are classic games, and you're going to learn about kids that you had never heard before in your life, and then you'll root for them like crazy.
Bubba, what's the number one sports day? Well, you didn't put Super Bowl Sunday in here. Is Super Bowl Sunday not a candidate for this?
It's a candidate. I prefer the conference championship because I get two bites at the apple. And the Super Bowl is so commercialized. And, I mean, look, it's a great event, obviously. But if I'm just the conference championship weekend, in my opinion, is the single best day on the NFL calendar.
How about you, Bubs?
Yeah, I mean, Kevin and I were just talking in here. I think I would probably add Thanksgiving for football.
Thanksgiving football is good.
I would probably put that
because football on Thanksgiving is also such a necessity.
Mm.
Like, I mean, if you have difficult family stuff or whatever, you know, for a lot of people, Thanksgiving is a day filled with anxiety.
Yep.
And football is like your saving grace. So that's a good one. I wrote that down. That's a good one.
I think even for today, it's Thursday, Friday, honestly. I mean, as much as today's the opening day, I think you group Thursday, Friday together.
Yeah, they're similar. Here's what I'll give Hembo on that. Well, I understand your point, Bubba, and you never know which day is going to turn out better.
Right.
There's something about the beginning of it that just feels like I'm more excited to go home and watch games today than I will be tomorrow. Maybe if only because I just did it yesterday. By tomorrow, it'll be yesterday as opposed to right now where it's a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
The NCAA tournament also goes by so fast. Like between now and Sunday, there'll be a game on every waking second of your day. And then it's basically over. It's Thursday and Friday nights. Then it's one game per bracket on and then you got the Final Four. So it really comes and goes in the blink of an eye. It's such a fast event. I think it's right up there. Cam, so here's the way I always do it. If I told you could only have a television, I understand people consume things differently these days, but play along with me. If I told you could only watch TV one day out of the year, which day would it be? Would this be the day?
I don't know. I'm a bigger football fan, so I'd probably have to say Thanksgiving. I also agree Super Bowl should be on the list. Bubba brought up Super Bowl as long as there's no halftime show, though.
Yeah, Bubba hates the halftime show.
But I would go conference championship Sunday. That's a far better
day. Better. It's better.
Halftime's much quicker. Get right to the point.
So it's not – I fully recognize that I would not be in the majority when I say – I would say Sunday at the Masters, but that's just because golf is my favorite sport, and that's by far my favorite event, and it is almost always incredibly memorable. But I recognize that I would be on an island with that.
Here's the thing about today. Like, it just always delivers.
Yeah.
You have, like, there are so many games.
Because it has a built-in advantage. It's almost impossible for there not to be at least one good game going at all times.
And for 12 hours of that. Like, yeah. It's just the perfect
And you
event.
Have a rooting interest in every one of them because of the sheet of integrity.
Right.
The sheet is the most ingenious marketing device in the history of sports. Like, nothing has ever done what this thing has done. Because right now, I mean, I'm just going to pick out a game right now that I mean, if these teams were playing a week ago, if Missouri was playing Utah State a week ago in my backyard, I wouldn't watch it. But today I'll be glued. A better example would be like a team that I have going a long way. Like, I don't know, let me see. I got Baylor going a long way. Like, Baylor's playing UCSB. I can't let Baylor get knocked out here. That would be bad for me. So having said that, let me do my sheet of integrity for you. These are my March Madness sheet of integrity picks. I call your attention first to the upper left quadrant of your bracket. That is the South, where Alabama is the number one seed. I like Alabama a lot. I have one big upset in the first round there, and that would be Furman knocking out Virginia, the 13 over the 4. Outside of that, I have a lot of chalk, and I have Alabama beating Baylor in the Elite Eight to get to the Final Four. Lower left quadrant of your bracket, in the East bracket, which, by the way, will culminate here in New York at the Garden, and I'm thinking about going to some of those games. My big upset that I picked there, I always try and do one big upset per quadrant. That's sort of my strategy. In this one, I don't seem to have done that. I didn't mean not to. I do have FAU beating Memphis as a 9, but that's the only one that I have. My big upset comes in the Sweet 16. I have Duke knocking out Purdue. I'm not even sure that constitutes an upset. Everyone seems to have them, but I have Marquette beating Duke at Madison Square Garden in the Elite Eight and making the Final Four. Feel free to jump in if you have a strong thought.
On the bottom of that quadrant, there's a shot here that we'll get Calipari against Izzo in the Sweet 16. That's what I have. I know you love, you're a big fan of Marquette. They might well do it. They'll be the favorite there. Mm-hmm. But Cal versus Izzo in the Sweet 16 is what I'm rooting for.
Yeah, I mean, that's a bracket with Duke and Kentucky and Michigan State in it.
Blue Bloods, yeah, all over.
So we'll see. Okay, so we've got that. That's it. So I have Marquette and Alabama in the Final Four. Lower right, which is the West, my beloved Northwestern Wildcats. I really struggle with how far to take them because I want to support them in every way I can. I actually do have them pulling off the enormous upset and beating UCLA in round two.
Oof.
I also then, I was going to knock them out there, but if it goes the way it should, we would then play Gonzaga. And that would be the greatest opportunity for Northwestern revenge ever. We lost to them the only other time we've been here on a horrible call. We got massively screwed on a terrible call, the call that begat the crying kid, the famous Northwestern crying kid. So I have us beating them. But I couldn't put us in the Final Four, so I have Kansas in the Final Four. I know a lot of people have UConn there, but I have Kansas beating Northwestern in the Elite Eight.
How worried are you about Kansas with the uncertainty of Bill Self and his health? He's not coaching today.
I don't know how long he's going to be out. They'll get through today, I have to believe, without him, and then we'll see. You're looking for a 5-12. You told me yesterday there has to be a 5-12. I have VCU knocking out St. Mary's.
VCU is a good pick. VCU plays some of the best on-the-ball defense in the country. I also have them beating St. Mary's.
That is my 5-12 upset. And then in the upper right quadrant, the Midwest, that is the busted bracket. I don't like Houston, I don't like Texas, and I don't particularly like Xavier. So I was trying to figure out, where do I go on a fully busted bracket? I knock Houston out in the second round. I have Auburn beating them. Bruce Pearl's teams, they might give up 43 points in that game. That will be the slowest defensive battle you've ever seen in your life. I have Texas getting knocked out in the second round by Penn State. I found myself with Penn State and Miami in the Elite Eight, which I won't lie to you, I wasn't crazy about, but I will say, I watched Penn State play through that entire Big Ten tournament. They are really good. They may have the best player in the country that no one is talking about. I actually think, as a crazy dark horse pick, what the hell? I've got Penn State in the Final Four.
And if you're rooting for narrative, your friend Jim Nantz, calling his last Final Four, Houston alum. They're obviously the one seed in the Midwest region, and the Final Four is in Houston this year. That will be the narrative to root for.
I know, and he's rooting for it openly.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll see if it happens, but I don't have it happening, and I do not have Penn State making the miracle run any farther. I have 2-1 seeds in the championship game, and I have Alabama beating Kansas to cut down the nets and win this year's national championship. Who is your national champ?
I have Alabama beating Gonzaga, the 3 seed in the bottom right in the national championship.
How far do you have Northwestern going?
I have Northwestern losing today to Boise State.
What the hell is that? Why would you do that?
I ran the numbers, and I thought they have only a 48% chance of winning the game, and thus I advanced Boise State, who has a 52% chance of winning the game.
That rubs me the wrong way, that you wouldn't pick my alma mater to win one lousy game. Bubba, who do you have in your Final Four, and who's your champ?
I have Arizona winning it all. I don't really remember who I have in the Final Four.
This guy's useless.
Is that an honest answer?
What?
You just sat here and told me how you think this is one of the best days of the entire sports year, and on this day, you don't know who's in your Final Four?
Yeah, I forgot. I can check real quick.
No, I don't want you to check.
I know I have Arizona winning it, but...
Well, what a blessing that is for the rest of us, that you actually know who your national champ is while being a contributing member of a sports talk show on the day that March Madness begins.
Greeny.
I got some other news for you. Aaron Rodgers said he might want to go to the Jets. I'm not sure if word has reached
Has
you.
There ever been more of a layup question in the history of sports radio than who is your final four?
That's correct.
Today?
That's correct.
Here we go. It's Arizona, Kentucky, Houston, and UConn.
Okay,
Kentucky, wow.
And how far do you have Northwestern going?
Hold.
He's actually checking his screen.
Did you do this in Excel?
How long might it take you for him to find this out?
I have them losing to Arizona State in the...
So you have them going away.
Arizona
to the Sweet 16.
Sweet 16.
Winning two games.
Yep.
You have them winning two
wow.
games. Okay, I like it. And Cam, who's your Final Four and your champion?
I've got Alabama beating Marquette and Houston beating UConn, and then Houston beating Alabama
and
in the final.
And how far do you have Northwestern?
I have them winning in the first round and losing to UCLA.
Okay, I will accept it. We will come back. We have Who You Got still to come, a disastrous green light, and more. Back in a flash on ESPN Radio. Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Greeny, the podcast.
Greeny with Mike Greenberg.
My parents had very few rules. We weren't a very rulesy kind of household, but for some reason, we were not allowed to have sugary cereals in my house as a kid. Corn Flakes was a treat, and I went and slept over at a kid's house, and that kid's parents poured me a bowl of something called Apple Jacks, which I'd never even heard of, and I fell in love. It was the most delicious thing I'd ever eaten in my entire life.
This is Greeny.
All right, we are counting it down to the start of March Madness and everything else. Great day, great fun, even if Bubba doesn't know who's in his Final Four. This should be great. By the way, I have a bone to pick. You know who I have it to pick with?
Who's that?
One Robert Stanberry Olney III.
And why is that?
We affectionately call him Buster. In fact, I'm going to do a green light here, and I'm going to lead my green light off with this.
I'm ready to go right now.
Green light with Greeny.
Bubba, did you hear the promotion that we just ran, a little promo that we ran as we were coming out of break? Buster talking about his podcast, the Baseball Tonight podcast, upon which I was a guest about a week or so ago. And he talked about all the great guests they have, that they get baseball managers, they get baseball players. And then he ran through their regulars. Did you hear this?
I did, yep.
And he mentioned Carl Ravitch.
Right.
And he mentioned Sarah Langs.
Yep.
And he mentioned Tim Kirchen.
Sure did.
And am I forgetting anyone that he
Jeff
mentioned?
Passan.
He may have mentioned Jeff Passan.
Yep. Yeah, I think he covered everyone, I think.
Do you know who has been on that show every week for 6 years?
No.
Hembo.
Really?
Hembo, you are a weekly contributor for 6 years. Why would you not? I need to ask Buster why you don't make the promo.
I have no idea. Greeny, I have spoken more words on the Baseball Tonight podcast than any of the people that he mentioned. Probably by an order of magnitude. Once a week for 6 or 7 years. There is a level of disrespect here for which I'm going to put on my Aaron Rodgers cape and go scorched earth.
That's exactly right. The next time you go on there, you should just come with stats. No, you should go on a competing baseball podcast and you should give you should demand that he trade you. Who else has a baseball podcast?
Like John Boy Talking Baseball. That's the number one baseball podcast right now.
Who?
John Boy Media, they have a show called Talking Baseball. That's the number one baseball podcast right now.
So what you should do is you should go on that one, and you should give all kinds of incredible stats and information. Not only that, you should go on there, give out free copies of our book. You should do all of this. That's what should happen. Buster, Robert, you can't do that. You can't disrespect our guys.
At minimum, we need an explanation. Otherwise, I'm going to John Boy.
Someone call Buster and find out what the heck he's doing over there. All right, that was not what our disaster in our green light today was going to be, but it certainly could have been. This Edwin Diaz thing is look, the Met fans, and we talked about this earlier with Bubba, who is a passionate fan of the Mets, but you don't have to be a fan of the Mets to appreciate the epic nature of what happened yesterday. Edwin Diaz, the closer of the Mets, who you could argue is the best player on that team. He was the best closer in baseball last year by far. He is a genuine stud on a team that is the favorite, at least was the favorite, to win the National League pennant. Pitching for Puerto Rico in the World Baseball Classic, gets the final out. Everyone is jumping up and down and celebrating on or next to the pitcher's mound. And the next thing you know, he goes down. His teammates react like he has suffered the worst injury you've ever seen. He has to be first carried away and then ultimately put in a wheelchair. They're going to do an MRI, but if that didn't look like a torn knee, I don't know what does. This happened celebrating in the WBC. This is a devastating blow.
Nothing could be worse than this. Nothing at all. And you did not in any way overstate the impact or significance of Edwin Diaz. Pitch for pitch, he was the best pitcher in baseball last season. He started out a little bit slowly, but he blew his last save of the season in May. And from then on, allowed 3 runs in the next 4.5 months. Yeah. He was so good last year that the Mets gave him the first nine-figure contract ever for a relief pitcher.
I realize I forgot to mention Dollar Shave Club. Are you still overpaying for a razor? In this economy, that's gross. Inflation is lame. Crying at the gas station is lame. Overpaying for razors is lame. That's why Dollar Shave Club exists. With Dollar Shave Club, you can get a top-shelf shave at a regular shelf price. They've been hawking shaving products for years online, and they're excited to bring you the same great quality and low prices at a store near you. Find Dollar Shave Club in the men's razor aisle. Get your Dollar Shave Club razor wherever you want. Epic razors, epically affordable. All right, there's a few things I want to get done before we wrap up for today. First, I want to mention, once again, you can pre-order our book, Got Your Number, right now, anywhere that you order books. The title is Got Your Number. If you like sports debate and sports history, I genuinely believe this is a book that you will love. Or if you know someone who does, it would make a wonderful gift. And the best time to pre-order it is right now. There are decisions being made by our publishers that will be greatly influenced by how many people pre-order the book right around now. So if you are interested in this and you would like to support us in it, this would be a wonderful time to order it. You can either do so anywhere you buy books, which is, again, the title is Got Your Number and the author is me. I also have a link that you can click on at the top of my Twitter page, which is at ESPN Greeny. I want to do Who You Got, and then Bubba, I have something at the end before we wrap up. So let's do this.
Life is a series of choices.
Who you got?
Make a decision.
Say it! Say it!
All right, I'll say it.
Who you got?
All right, Who You Got is Bubba's turn with a variety of interesting questions for us today. Let's roll through these, my man. Go!
All right, Who You Got brought to you by Granger. And Scotty Scheffler just announced his Masters dinner menu, and it's going to include cheeseburger sliders, firecracker shrimp, a tortilla soup, ribeye steak or blackened redfish, and a warm chocolate chip skillet cookie. So what do you think of his menu and who you got for your own menu?
Oh, I've loved this conversation all of my life. That is a dinner that I would give anything to be invited to, I guess, because you have to be a Masters champion, and that would mean that I won the Masters. But just to sit there and watch what that night must be like, I can't even fathom it. It's a menu. I mean, he's from Texas. That sounds like a very Texas menu, you know, the steak and all that kind of stuff. It isn't my first choice of cuisine, obviously. This is how this all began. This is where the Caprese salad began. I'm telling you right now, we were designing a Masters dinner many, many years ago on Mike and Mike. If I were designing the menu at the Masters, we would start with a Caprese salad. I can tell you that right now. Then I would do some sort of a fish option because not everyone wants to eat meat these days. And I do like the idea of serving steak. A lot of people like to have steak. So I would do kind of what he did. The fish I particularly like is swordfish, if given the option of all the different fish. So some sort of nicely prepared swordfish I think would be really good. And I would have a steak option, a red meat option on there for people who want it. And then dessert, I like a fruit pie. So some sort of like, they have, you know, unbelievable chefs there. So instead of a chocolate skillet, I would do some sort of a skillet that had like raspberry in it or something like that. That sounds with vanilla ice cream on the side.
Do you think they can afford the swordfish? Do they have it within their budget?
you think the folks at Augusta can? Yeah, the Green Jackets, I think they can manage that. So that would be my meal, and I wish more than anything I was eating Scotty Scheffler's, even if it isn't my first choice. Bubba, what's next?
All right, to baseball, where the Yankees are making their players pay for their own Wi-Fi on their team plane. What do you think about this? Do you have a problem with this?
I do.
I think it's them and the Reds, I think, are the only team that make their players do this. Who you got here?
I'm stunned by this. I don't even have an opinion. I just wanted you to do this question because I don't think anyone knows that. I didn't know it. Did you know it?
I did not.
The Yankees make their players pay for Wi-Fi on the team plane? If that is actually... So you're telling me, Bubba, this is a fact. You're not... This is a fact. This is a statement of fact you are making.
I mean, according to my research, yes.
How would you define your research?
Same way he defines his Final Four.
I mean, if indeed this is true.
I believe it was in Sports Illustrated.
It's stunning. I am stunned by this. I don't really have any further comment. I guess I don't have a problem with it. But what is it like, you know, get like a special pass for an entire month? It's $30 for unlimited Wi-Fi, like if you're on Delta. But if not, it's like $7.95 for an hour or $17.95 for the full flight. We've all been there. They make the players do that on the team plane. I'm stunned.
How much do you think the Yankees are worth?
$7-8 billion?
Yeah, they're worth $6 billion. They should pay for this.
No, they say they're worth $6 billion. If they sold it, they'd get $7 billion.
For sure.
That there's no way in the world teams get they get more than what they're quote unquote worth.
Do you think George Steinbrenner would have paid for the Wi-Fi?
I don't know if he would have made everyone else. I don't know about that, but he would have made everyone else pay for the Wi-Fi. I don't know. I'm just stunned by it. I'm fascinated.
Is he telling Derek Jeter you have to pay for your own Wi-Fi?
I'm flabbergasted by that story. Bubba, what's next?
All right. After retiring from the post office, a 56-year-old grandfather and former Army veteran is playing baseball for a local community college. So you, I assume, have 4 years of eligibility left. What sport are you going back to play? Who you got?
It's golf. It's an easy one. It's golf. I'd give anything to be good enough to go back and play on Northwestern's golf team, which, by the way, is outstanding. Luke Donald played there. Matthew Fitzpatrick played there. And a lot of other names you may not know, but that were great college players. Northwestern has a top-level golf program, men's and women's. And I would give anything to be good enough to go back. I'll tell you right now, I'd go back and get a master's in anything if I was good enough to play on the golf team. I would. I'd study anything you want. Whatever you want me to study. Architecture, archaeology, anything else you want. I'll go back and I'll study it. You got one more, Bubs? Go.
Yep. Who You Got brought to you by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. You know, Dan Orlovsky, I don't know how we feel about this because this is his classic Dan. He says he washes his bath towel every 30 times he uses it. How often are you washing? Who You Got?
Every time. Like,
what?
What do you mean, what?
Every time?
Every time you use a towel, you throw it in some sort of hamper, and then it gets washed, and then you use it again.
How many showers do you take a day?
One.
You take one shower a day?
Sometimes two.
So let's say 10. You go through 10 towels a week?
Well, ish. Yeah.
10?
Yeah.
Bubba, he has to be the only one here that
I think that's too often.
That's way too often.
I mean, that's...
You can't use a used towel.
Yes, you can.
No, you can't. It's wet and it's covered in your disgusting filth.
I think we're at two ends of the extreme here. I think, you know, right in the middle, I think, is probably the sweet
spot. I go
through
like two towels a week. Bubba, Cam, where are you guys at?
Yeah, I'd say I usually have two in rotation and I probably wash them once every couple weeks. So
that's horrendous. Remind me not to hug you next time I see you.
Yeah, I mean, I'm probably reusing my towel for at least a week, if not 2 weeks.
All right, I have two words for you, mildew and bacteria, and I'm staying away from both of you, in fact, all of you, for the rest of
they
time.
They dry out. What are you you're making it sound like it's just sitting there. And
you got to stay away from Orlovsky, especially.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, under
his
under
is
no
30 times. 30 I'm saying, you know, a week.
No, that's disgraceful.
He's lying.
It's disgusting and disgraceful. All right, let's lose the music. I have something I want to tell everybody very quickly. I've always been very open about things that are going on with me, and I want to share with everybody why I'm not going to be here next week. You will notice I'm not on TV or radio next week. I have had for many years now an arrhythmia, which is a condition that's very common. Many people have it. It's called atrial fibrillation, and it is something that I've been able to control very well with medication for a long time. But the common process of this particular arrhythmia, from what I'm told, is that it eventually just progresses to a point where you have to do something about it, and I have reached that point. And thank you to some terrific doctors who were able to work within my schedule. And so we did not do it during the this week, which is NFL free agency. And I did not want to miss this week, no matter what. And we will get it done next week so that I'll be back and fully healthy in time to start traveling and everything like that for the NBA playoffs, which are coming, and the NFL draft, which is coming. And I'm going to be just fine. It is a very routine procedure. There isn't any real reason to be worried about it. I mean, it doesn't mean it isn't a little bit scary when they're doing it to you. But this is something that they do all the time, and it is something I'm having it Monday morning. I'm told I should sleep in my own bed Monday night. That is the expectation, and that I will be up and on my feet very quickly. And so I'm not particularly afraid or anything like that. It's unfortunate, but it is just the reality. So when I'm not here next week, I just wanted everyone to understand why that was. I will miss doing this. It is an unbelievable time in sports. I will be watching, yelling, tweeting, and doing other things from the comfort of my own bed, and I will be back and better than ever as soon as I possibly can. Thanks, and I'll see you soon. Greeny on ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to Greeny, the podcast. You can listen live each weekday morning at 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio or Watch the show through the Watch tab on the ESPN app. Also catch Greeny on Get Up, weekday mornings at 8 on ESPN, and also available wherever you get your podcast.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.